must have been a horrible fear.
And it must have been. And the doctors say, the doctors bid on how much they would give the immunization for.
Oh.
That's in the minutes.
Now that one, that was earlier than the Second World War.
Oh, yes, that one. Yes.
Well, what would you call the disease of the joints?
Well, we called it rheumatism back in those days. Now it's arthritis.
Arthritis. And a disease that would make you turn yellow.
Jaundice.
How about if you have a pain in, say, in your lower right side and you have to have an operation? You would call that
appendicitis.
How about a disease children often used to have, a very sore throat with blisters inside of the throat. And now they had a choking sensation.
Diphtheria, possibly.
You know, I think my generation takes so much of this for granted that we have the immunizations now. We can't imagine the fear. I guess it's like cancer and things now that I can understand that fear that people must have had toward these things, especially children.
Terrible. I recall late at night driving the car for my husband, and the child and the parents that was just strangling to death with diphtheria driving up to the hospital in Augusta in the middle of the night. Now, just why I had to go along and do the driving, I don't recall.
But you can, do you remember that?
But I recall that. And of course, the minute they got there, they took the child in the emergency room and put a tube in her throat.
Was that so contagious?
Pardon?
Diphtheria?
Yes, I think it is. Just,
did you fear like that when your doctor would get around all this? I guess you just have to.
Well, that's an occupational hazard.
It's part of it, but I'm sure it's frightening in a way. It really would be. Talking about maybe some medicines, a white bitter powder that came in capsules that people used to take for a cold, and sometimes given as a tonic for malaria.
Is it
quinine? A brown liquid that stings and is often used to avoid infection.
I don't know, I've forgotten.
Iodine, does that?
Iodine.
Iodine.
Okay. Iodine. Late years, mature problem.
Right, I think that would be more now. Yeah. I don't see that much iodine. Have you ever had an expression that some people might call a kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out?
I don't understand.
Well, if the wound doesn't heal, a white substance, grainy substance, might form around the edge, and sometimes it has to be cut out with alum or burned out.
Oh, you're talking about what we would commonly call pus.